We saw the Mishnah of Shivrei Kelim on Kuf Chaf Dalid Amud Beis. Kol HaKelim HaNitolim B'Shabbos Shivreim Nitolim Imahim. And the Mishnah records Machlokes. What does it mean that the Shivrei Kelim are still Ra'uyim, they can still be used for something, according to Hanakama, U'bilvadshiu Osim Imahim Malacha. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, that's not enough. It has to be Ru'uyim Lasos Me'ein Malachtam Harishona. It has to function in the capacity that originally was designated for. So if you have a kli, for example, a jar that was taller, now it's broken on top. It could still function as a jar, as a container, but it won't be able to hold on to the same volume. It's obviously diminished in that, but it's still me'ein malachton harishona. What we'd like to do is study the Prima Godim in Simon Shin Ches. He has a diuk in the Lashon HaMishnah, which he says is the same diuk you'll find if you read the Rambam carefully, if you read the Shulchan Aruch carefully. The Rambam is in Perek Chaf Hei Halacha Yud Beis. And the language of the Mishnah is called Kelim HaNitolim B'Shabbos, as if to say that this halacha that you're allowed to move and use the Shivrei Kelim, that only applies to a kli which is described as categorized as kli HaNitol B'Shabbos. And initially, the Prima Godim understood that the extra words HaNitolim B'Shabbos are coming to restrict the heter of Shivrei Kelim to a kli shemalachto leheter, but a kli shemalachto leisur, if it breaks, then the Shivrei Kelim have the same status, they cannot be superior to the original kli, and therefore the only heter of tiltul be litzach gufo litzach makomo, but not michama litzel. In the case of our Mishnah that was matir Shivrei Kelim legamrei, Market Isli, that's only in a kli shemalachto leheter. Then the Prima Godim rejects his original position, and even a kli shemalachto leisur, after it's broken, it becomes mutter beheter gomur if it's roi lemalacha, even mechama letzel. In other words, we transform the status of the kli from that of a kli shemalachto leisur to a kli shemalachto leheter, which is mutar af michama letzel. And the reason for this is because now the kli is no longer designated for its original function leisur. Again, this would fit in very much to the Chachamim Shita in our Mishnah, that it's only roi lasos me'ein malacha. And the lumdus here of the Prima Godim, that a kli shemalachto leisur could transform its status and become a kli shemalachto leheter, if it's no longer designated for isur, is based on the fundamental distinction that we've spoken about on many occasions between mukta and the gzeras tiltul kelim. So for example, we could always ask the following question. Once a kli is asur, betiltul, going into Shabbos, bein hashmashos, should we apply the principle of migdus katsoi lebein hashmashos katsoi lekul yoma? As we do in the case, for sure, of mukta gomur, let's say mukta machmas gufo. What about the case of kli shemalachto leisur? If in the middle of Shabbos, it ceases to be designated for Isur, now it becomes Malachto Leheter, can I move the Kli? And the Prima Godim says that there's no din of Migudis Katsoi Lebein Hashmashos. He proves it from the Rambam in Perek HaVav Halacha Vav with regard to Shivrei Tanur, which is a sugya later on in Kuf Chaf Hei, and the Rambam Paskins Mutal Taltalam, and they become like a Kli Shemalachto Leheter. We see clearly that this tanur, which was a classical kli shemalachto leisur, once it's broken, and now the shvarim are ru'uyim lemalacha, you're allowed to be metaltal such a kli as a klisha malachta leheter. And that's how the Rambam derived from a brisa that says that shivrei tanur harem kekol kelim shenitolim b'chotzer. And even though, again, going into Shabbos bein hashmashos, it was also the tiltul, we don't apply the principle of migu. And we've discussed in the past the gra, the chiddush of the Vilna Gaon. And it's in Rishonim way before the Gaon, in the Ra'on, the Ritva, and the Ran, that the Isur Tiltul of Klisha Malachtol Isur is not Migzeris Mukta, it doesn't come under the category of Mukta, but rather it's Gzeras Kelim. And with regard to Mukta, which is built on the Vehichinu Asashaya view, the fact that the Kli going into Shabbos needs Hachana, this Kli did not have Hachana. And that moment of Bein HaShmashas establishes the Kli as Mukta for the balance of Shabbos, even if it becomes Roy L'Tashmish on Shabbos. There was a lack, there was an absence of Hachana on Yom HaShishi. And that's what Migu is all about, that if you need Hachana, or let's say according to Rav Shimon, if it's Mufka from Hachana going into Shabbos, the absence of Hachana makes it Mukta. Now, what happens in the middle of Shabbos, that's not enough, because the Mukta status and the lack of Hachana on Erev Shabbos, that's the key critical moment going into Shabbos Bein HaShmashos, that generates an Isur Mukta for the balance of Shabbos. But in the case of Gzeres Kalim, that's not a problem of Hachana, but rather it's a new Gzera of Kalim, which again, in its initial form, back at the time in Nehemiah, was all-inclusive Kibat, and with different historical periods, they loosened the belt, and they were matir, but what we're left with is Tiltul Kli, Isur Kil, Tiltul Kli, Shemalato Le'isur. That has nothing to do with Migu. That's not because of the lack of Hachana. With regard to a Kli, the Hachana is there, Memela, but the Isur Tiltul, which is Xeris Chachomim, that was instituted, and it's instituted because the Kli is a Malachto Le'isur. If it changes its status, if Clark Kent becomes Superman, then that transformation of identity makes it a klisha malachta leheter. And the Gran Yoredeya speaks about the Gzera of Mukta going back even to the time of Shlomo HaMelech, and that's a Gzera on the Cheftz itself, that the Chal Hashem Mukta is Chal on the Cheftz, which generates an Isra Achila, an Isra Tashmish, an Isra Tiltul. But the Gzeres Kalim is not a Cheftza di Sura. It's a separate din on the Gavra, prohibiting the Gavra from a Maisa Tiltul, as long as the Kli is Malachto Le'isur. In fact, this Isa Tiltul, which we call an Isa Gavra, applies even to a Kli Shemalachto Leheter in a case of Shalol Litzar Klal. From the perspective of Shalol Litzar Klal, it becomes a tiltul that's not related to Shabbos, and that was included in the Gzera of Nehemiah. And we don't allow tiltul as long in any case, even Malachta Lehetavit, Shalol Litzar Klal. If, on the other hand, it's a Klisha Malachta Leiser, then we consider a tiltul Michama Litzel as being Shalol Litzar Shabbos. And even if he's metaltel letzorach moleches hachefetz, which is molechtel isur, that is no more than an isur tiltel. And it becomes like an isur tiltel shalol letzorach, similar to the case of klisha molechtel leheter. Therefore, the gzeres mukta, which is a din in cheft on the one hand, that the cheft is not muchan beknisas hashabbos, is therefore there's a chal shem mukta, and on that we say that migu this katzoy leben hashmosh, we cannot be matter that isur cheftza in the middle of Shabbos, even if the kli changed its designation. But in the case of Gzeres Kalim and kli shemalachta leisur, there's no chal shem on the kli, but rather a din on the gavra, enjoining him from tiltul shalol litzar chayom. But once the kli is broken, and the shever, the shard, now is designated for meleches heter, that tiltul becomes a tiltul litzarach Shabbos. We, even if you recall, went further, that according to some achronim, if the original tiltul was beheter, then he's allowed to continue being metaltil the kli even though it's no longer Malachta Leheter, like in the Ismail Shel Mila, which after the Mila on Shabbos now becomes a kind of a Mukta situation, but nevertheless, since the Tiltal, the original Tiltal continues, it becomes a Tiltal, it's our Shabbos, he can put it down wherever he wants. In any event, it seems clear from the Rambam that in the case of a broom, for example, in those days where you had a makom shalom arutzav, they didn't put down shayish on the ground the way we do. So it was dirt, there was ground, there was afar. And the problem is that if he uses the broom, he may be mashve gumos and violate a malach doraisa. Therefore, there's a status of this broom as a klisha malatalisa. It's not mukta. Elsewhere, for example, if you had a shayish, if you had a floor and there was no chashash, you would be allowed to be mitatea. You could allow to sweep with that broom. And it means that in the case of a klisha malatalisa, there's no haktsa midas. He's not excluding it. And therefore, it's not mukta. So we're not going to say that in this place he's mocked it, but if he wants to take the broom to another place where there's a flat surface and there's no kshash of mashvegumos, that he all of a sudden has das on it. No, we assume that since somewhere on the face of the earth it has a function that's mutter, he's not maktami das, but there's exeris kalim, because right here in this place it's a klisha malachto le'isur. And we saw by madocha the case of the grinder, that if b'knisas ha-shabbos, going into Shabbos, there was no shum, nevertheless, if somebody would put shum on Shabbos, on top of the madocha, become a klisha malachta lehet, and the Ritva made this point back in the sugya madocha, there would no longer be an isur tiltal of klisha malachta le'isur, because again, there was no aktsal midas, it was just a gzeris kalim, and that gzera tells you that you are not allowed to be vital to shalol tzarech. But we're not going to apply the principle of migu diskatzoi. So then we come back to the original question that was raised by the Prima Gadim. Why did the Mishnah add the words kol ha-kelim ha-nitolim b'shabbos? So the Prima Gadim explains that it's coming to exclude mukta. Let's say, for example, in the case of a sakin shel mila, the Ismail, it's chisaron kis. And if it breaks on Shabbos, in the middle of Shabbos, the shvarim are re'uyim le'meleches heter, it would still be asul etaltal because of the migu diskatzoi. So again, we have to push it into the language of the Mishnah a little bit. It's a bit of a push. That when it says nitolim b'Shabbos, the exclusion is not klishim lachtal yisur, because that you're allowed to move on Shabbos and becomes shivrei kelim and as a tashvishal heter, but rather to the exclusion of mukta. And why does the Prima Gadim mention the case of chisar and kis? Because since we paskin like Reb Shimon, we're looking for a case of mukta that even Reb Shimon could accept. There's no reason to say that our mission is against Reb Shimon, and therefore chisar and kis is a very fine, outstanding example of a mukta mamish with haktzah midas, because he locks it up, puts it away. Even Reb Shimon would agree to that. And then the Prima Gadim quotes the Magen Avraham here in Siman Shin Ches, and the Mishnah Berurah quotes this as well, that in the case of Mukta that became Shivrei Kelim, it remains Asur on Shabbos, even though now it's designated for Meleches Heter. However, in the case of Klishim Lachtoli Isur, which changed its designation on Shabbos because it broke, that would become mutter, even mechama letzel, and it completely loses its status as a klisha malachta le'isur. You may recall at the beginning of Perakol HaKelim, the Mishnah in Dalsos Abayis, we said that if hisparku, if they were removed, detached from the house, you're not allowed to be metaltalim because it's not muchan. And the Magen Avraham points out that the Delos Habayis, since it was not Omed L'Shimush, then even though you detached it and now it has a Heter Shimush, it still remains Mukta, because there was never a Hachana on the Delos as a separate entity. It was part of the Bayis. and the case of Muksa Machlech Chisaron Kis is a parallel case. Now, this analogy that is formulated and presented by the Magen Avraham between Dalsal Sabayis Shenisparku and the case of, let's say, Mukta of Machmas Chisaron Kis comes under the attack of Rabbi Kiveg, and later on under the attack of the Chazan Ish, is Dalsal Sabayis Shenisparku. They're also betiltil. That's not midin migudis katsoi. Tosus says on Daf Kufchav Beis that even if the dalsos, these doors, were removed on Erev Shabbos, he's still also betiltil. And here you don't have the principle of migu. And the reason for it is because dalsos is not shvarim. It's not shivrei keli. In the case of shivrei kelim, the shever loses its original status, its original shame, and you can now deal with it under the category of shivrei kelim. But in the case of dalsos, and all sorts of covers, they are still designated to be reattached. You know, you take it off the hinges, and then eventually you put it back on, you make a chibur again, as they are. Nothing in the kli has changed. We always spoke about shivrei kelim, that the tzuras hakli was lost, the hefsei tzuras hakli. And then you can talk about now almost a brand new kli. That was the issue of nolad that came in. But if we don't assume it's nolad, it's like a brand new kli with its own function. And now you could say that it's a kli shemalachta leheter. But that should. But in the case of muktzah, you want to say migu diskatsoi. That could be true. But don't equate it. The comparison to dalsos is not a fair comparison, because in the case of dalsos, even if it was removed before Shabbos, it still retains its status, because it's designated to reattach as a delis. And therefore it doesn't come under the halacha of migudis katsoi, but rather under the halacha of an object which belongs to a kli, but there's no possibility on Shabbos to reattach it to the kli. And the Tanakama, who's Mekil in Tiltel Shivrei Kelim, as long as it has some basic function, that only applies if it's Royal Malacha. Some basic function, as we said before. But if it's not Royal Malacha at all, it's Muktzeh Gomur. But in the case of a Kavalids or a Deles, let's say, for example, you have a Kavalid of a small Kli, and it gets detached, and it doesn't matter if it got detached on Shabbos or an Erev Shabbos, is mutal taltalo, even if it's not roy for any malacha, because it still is omed to be reattached to the kli. Again, assuming that there's no iser binyan v'kelim, because it's a small kli. That's a discussion unto itself. So if you take a look, for example, the Mishnah Berurah in Shin Ches Sifkat Lamed Aleph, it would seem that even when these coverlids are detached on Erev Shabbos, they retain their status as a kli, and it's mutal ataltel, even if it's not roi for any malacha, because its status as a kli, insofar as it's omed to be reattached to the original kli, it's part of the kli, it has a shame kli. And what the Mishnah Berurah says seems to be the shita of Rashi and Tosus on Daf Kufchav Beis, the Tur, the Rav, the Shulchan Aruch, they all seem to assume that this cover of a lid is still part of the kli, and it doesn't pick up any status of muktzah whatsoever. Now, this is against the Meiri and the Ran. They assume not like that. They assume that in Dalsos HaKelim Shisparku is you need Re'uyim LeMelacha in order to be Matir Tiltel. So, for example, you have a Mish'enes Kisei Shisparka is Omedes Lachsa K'moshehi. That has the status of a Deles, and it's not Mukta. Even though it might not be used as is, So let's get back to the equation, the analogy of the Magen Avraham. How could the Magen Avraham equate Shivrei Kelim to Dalsos? Because in the Kula of Shivrei Kelim, we're talking about in its new status, that has nothing to do with the Kula that does, or when it does apply to Dalsos, because Dalsos is part of a Kli, it's not because of some new status, on the contrary, it's because of its connection, it's the umbilical cord that brings it back to its old original status, as a Dels, as part of the Kli, or part of the bias, etc., etc. And, you know, there are differences, Lekula and Lechumra here. For example, if the Delis loses its shame Kli, and it has a shame bias, then it would be also because it cannot be reattached to the bias on Shabbos. That would be Binyan Mamish. And therefore the Chumra of Hisparek HaDelis would apply even if it was removed on Erev Shabbos when there's an Issa to reattach it. And this is not a result of Migudis Katsoi, but rather it's a shame Mechubar Aleha, and it's Muksa because of the Iser Bona. But on the other hand, the handle of a small Kli, something like a handle of a cover lid, even if it's not Roy L'Shimush, but if he intends to reattach it, then it has a shame Kli, and you'd be allowed to be metaltel it. And that's within the framework of Muksa. It doesn't have the status of Muksa. In the case of the Magen Avraham, on the other hand, for example, Muksa Machmas Chisar and Kis, if it would break before Shabbos, it would be Shivrei Kelim, and the original shame of the Kli is completely gone. And if it's designated now, if it's Roy L'Melechas Heter, it's no longer Kli Shemalach Teleisa. So you're not dealing with it in terms of its shame Kli. You can deal with it in terms of perhaps Migudis Katsoi, in a case where it broke on Shabbos. So again, even though the Magen Avraham logically is correct, but he doesn't prove anything from Dalsos HaBayis. Because again, in the case of Dalsos HaBayis, we're dealing with a whole different set of issues. And that is whether or not we view the Delis as part of the Bayis, if it's Mechubar, and it's also Mishum Melechas Binyan, so that even if on Erev Shabbos you would remove this door, it would still be absolutely Mukta, as opposed to the case of the handle of a small Kli, where we would say that since it's going to be reattached, and it's Omid Lekach, therefore it has the same Kli. In the case of Mukta, we're not dealing with that issue of whether it has a shame Kli or doesn't have a shame Kli. We're dealing with the fact that going into Shabbos, it was hooked to midaito, was lacking in achana. And now you want to talk about breaking the Kli and generating a new shame Kli. Well, maybe yes, maybe no. Shivrei Kelim might be a brand new, you know, Panam Chadosh's Bolaka. So again, in Svara, we could agree with the Magen Avraham, but the equation and the proof from the case of Dalsos HaBayis is not convincing, to say the least. But getting back to the Mishnah, the Mishnah says Kol HaKelim HaNitolim B'Shabbos, says the Prima Godim that's coming to exclude Muktzah Machmas Chisar and Kis, which breaks on Shabbos, and you cannot use or move the Shvarim. Now Rabbi Kiveger and Simon Shin Ches argues against the Magen Avraham, and he says that even in the case of a Sakin Shel Mila, which breaks on Shabbos, if it's Roy for some Malacha, it's Mutta B'Tiltel. We don't apply the principle of Migudis Katsoi. Rabbi Shimon doesn't hold of Migudis Katsoi. And even though we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda with regard to Migudis Katsoi, Tosus already back on Daf Mem Vav Amid Beis, in a longer piece, he establishes that we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda with regard to the principle of Migudis Katsoi, but only in the case of Dechia B'Yadayim, like, for example, if he lights a candle, then the candle and the receptacle for the candle is already dechiyah biyadayim. We're going to say migudus katsoi, and therefore if it goes out in the middle of Shabbos, it still remains muktzah. Here we accept the principle of Rabbi Yehuda, but in the case of sakin shel mila, there's no dechiyah biyadayim on Erev Shabbos. On the contrary, the mohel expects to use it. It's here we don't apply, we don't accept la halacha Rabbi Yehuda's migudus katsoi. And therefore if you have a sakin shel mila that breaks on Shabbos, according to Rabbi Kivega's logic, if the shvarim are roi for some sort of malacha, you don't be allowed to be metaltal it. Going into Shabbos, it was mukta. That's not true, because since it was roi l'malachtam, there's no shame mukta, and therefore it's not subject to the migu which we accept of Rabbi Yehuda. But at the end of Rabbi Kivega's presentation in the Gilyan Shulchan Aruch, he writes, V'ayin Siman Tov Kuf Aleph. And what he means is that even Rabbi Shimon is moded to Migudis Katsoi in a case where it's Eino Yoshev Mesapa. For example, in the case of Ner of Karavashishis, where he has a large volume of oil and he doesn't expect it will extinguish during Shabbos, even Rabbi Shimon would accept Migu. And in that case, the Magen Avraham would be correct that if this Sakin Shel Mila is not Omed Lihishaver, there's no Yoshev Mitzapa. Now, if you look in Siman Tov Kuf Aleph in the Magen Avraham, in a Kli, we say that Liolam Chashiv Yoshev Mitzapa. The derech kli afilu bari lihishaver. No, we spoke once about animals, and if they die in Shabbos, you're allowed to use the carcass. And we said, well, if it's a healthy animal, yes. No, if it's a mesukenes, then yes. In the case of kalim, in siman tuf kuf aleph, the principle is that a kali is always yoshev mitzapa. It always lends itself to, you know, this so-called preparation that it might break. So then it comes out that in Kalim, if it's always going to be Yoshev Umitzape, then if it breaks on Shabbos, there's no Migu Diskatsoy according to Rav Shimon, and we pass it in the sense like Rav Shimon and Tavkuf Aleph. So we go back to square one. What does the Mishnah mean when it says Kala Kalim Hanitolim b'Shabbos? Because now we can talk about a kli which is mukta in its original form and its original function, but when it breaks, we can say that the principle of migu diskatzoi doesn't apply according to Rav Shimon because it's yoshev u'mitzapa. So again, according to Rabbi Kivega's conclusion, I don't know what it means when it says in the Mishnah Kala Kalim Anitolim B'Shabbos, what's it coming to exclude? The Prima Gadim was very careful and meticulous about his reading of the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Shin Chesif Vav, and the Shulchan Aruch writes Kala Kalim Shin Nishbaru Afilu B'Shabbos Mutal Taltil Shivrei Belvachi Ru'im L'Shum Malacha. And the Shulchan Aruch omits the words Hanitolim B'Shabbos that we have in our Mishnah. But on the other hand, we have the Lashon HaMishnah, and the Rambam Perkof Hei Halacha Yud Beis quotes the Mishnah Kilshona with the words Nitolim B'Shabbos. Now, the Tanakhama is of the opinion that as long as there's some sort of Malacha that the Shivrei Kelim are roi to, and even Rabbi Yehuda holds that we need Ke'ein Malachta Rishona, and here we have a Magen Avraham who explains that there's Machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon in Nolad B'Shabbos. Rabbi Yehuda holds that Nolad is Muktzah, Rabbi Shimon holds it's not Muktzah. So the Magen Avraham says that's the Machlokas here in Shivrei Kelim, that according to Rabbi Yehuda l'shitaso, shever kli, since it lost its original shame, its panim chadoshos, it becomes nolad. And therefore, unless it's this shever is capable of functioning its original capacity, it becomes osam itam nola. The Tanakama here in our Mishnah holds like Reb Shimon, and therefore, as long as there's some function, some shimush koldehu, it's not mukta because there's no iser nolad. And the Magen Avraham emphasizes that to be a great nafkimina lahalacha, because we mentioned that the poskim paskin like the Tanakama, and the Magen Avraham writes that hani bili b'shabbos, that we only paskin like the Tanakama on Shabbos, ach b'yontif lo. And we had a long discussion about this, that on yontif we're more machmir, and the Rif, the Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch, and Simon Tuf Tzadi Hei, all paskin like Rabbi Yehuda with regard to Muktzah on Yontif. Again, the Baalei HaTosfot, the Ramah, doesn't make that distinction, and they hold that even on Yontif we paskin like Rabbi Shimon. But the Ramah is machmir on Nolad on Yontif because of a chumrah of the Shitas Abahag, who holds that even on Shabbos there's Nolad. So let's go back to our nafkimina. We pass like the Tanakam of Shivrei Kalim. We don't require Me'ein Malachta Rishona. That's only on Shabbos. However, with regard, right, because Tanakama doesn't accept Nolad, but with regard to Yontif, according to this whole school of the Chachmei Sfarad, that we pass like Rabbi Yehuda, then the Shivrei Kalim are also betiltal if they're not roy to, unless they're roy to the original Malachta. And that's because once it's not royal to the original Malach, it's a brand new Kli, Panim Chadosh, it becomes Mukta Machmas Nolad, and we paskin like Rabbi Shimon, like Rabbi Yehuda, with regard to Yontif. The Taz, on the other hand, in Simon Shin Ches Sifvav, doesn't learn it the same way that the Magen Avraham learns it. He learns that even the Tanakam of Mishnah would prohibit Nolad, and that's not just on Yontif, but on Shabbos as well. The Tanakama holds that Shivrei Kalim, even though it's not Omeid L'Malachta Rishona, it's not Nolad. So there's a fundamental machlokas here between the Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda as to whether or not Shivrei Kalim have the status of Nolad. And therefore, if we paskin like the Tanakama, because Halacha Kamoso is we'll paskin like the Tanakama even on Yontif, because the fundamental breakthrough here, the principle that underlies the Tanakama, is that there's no status of Nolad in the case of Shivrei Kalim. The Shivrei Kalim are still, in a sense, part of the original Kli. And if there's no Nolad, then it's Mutter even on Yontif. And the Achronim claim that this is a Machlokes Rishonim. You'll see this in the Beis Meir, the Chazon Ish, and the Mishnah Berurah, Siman Tavkuf Aleph, that Rashi, according to the Taz, holds that Mar Sovar Muchan Hu, Mar Sovar Nolad Hu, Rashi says, Muchan Hu Kevin Sheroi L'Shum Malacha, that, says the Mishnah Berurah, reflects the understanding of the Taz, that according to the Tanakhama, there's no Nolad here at all, and it's Rabbi Yehuda who's Machadish that it's Nolad. I'm not sure if the Lashon HaGemara here is necessarily indicative one way or the other, that it's mukhan, meaning literally that it's prepared, because even if it was hukta midaito, even nolad, it's ome mitzaratzo, it has some sort of a function. And that's what he means by mukhan. Not that it's not nolad, it might be nolad, but it's nolad with a function. In any event, Tosfos says explicitly like the Magen Avraham in the sugya later on of magufa shenishbara, Vashvarim Ru'uyim Lechasos Ba Kli. So you have this case of Shvarim that still can function as they originally did as a Kisui Kli, and Rava says that even when we're dealing with Rishus Arabim, where what's he going to do with this broken shard, but nevertheless, since Efshel Lechasos Ba Kelim Bebeso, it still retains its status as a Kli. And Tosfos emphasizes that we're talking about a case where it broke on Erev Shabbos. If it broke on Shabbos, then Rava himself, in Perek Notel, later on in Masechta Shabbos on Kuf Mem Beis, maintains that we accept Muktzah like Rabbi Yehuda, and how much more so Nolad. So Rava himself certainly would not be Matis Shivrei Magufa if it broke on Shabbos, simply because he could use it elsewhere. If it's Me'ein Malacht, if it's not Me'ein Malachto, then Rava would maintain that it is Muktzah. However, according to the Taz, the Sword of the Town of Kameh, that's not called Nolad. And if Tosfos maintains that it's Muktzah, he's holding like the Magen Avraham, that the Machlokas is whether Nolad is Muktzah or not Muktzah. Rava Paskins like Rabbi Yehuda, and therefore according to the Baalei HaTosfos, the way they present the Shita, we're going to have to be Machmir, even if we're Mekil on Shabbos, we have to be Machmir certainly on Yontif. And if you take a look at the Mishnah Bura in Shin Ayin Tzadi, meaning in the Sharat Siyun, in Siman Tovkuf Aleph, he brings the Rashba of Avodas HaKodesh, that with regard to Shabbos, we pass like the Tanakama, that Shivrei Kelim Mutarim, if it's roi for any sort of malach, but in Yontif, we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. And from the very fact that he, the Rashba, differentiates between Shabbos and Yontif, we can derive the conclusion that he holds like the Magen Avraham, that the issue here is whether or not there's an Iser Nolad. But it is Nolad, and even the Tanakhama assumes it's Nolad, because if the Tanakhama is saying this is not Nolad, then there's no basis for distinguishing between Shabbos and Yontif. The Mishnah Berura quotes a Meiri on the Sugya in Kuf Chav Dalid, who holds like the Magen Avraham. Again, keep in mind that the Chazon Ish holds that the Rif and the Rush clearly reflect the Shita of the Taz, because the Rif says, in the name of the Bahag, in the name of Reb Tzemach Gon, that Halachik Rabbi Yehuda Legabi Rabbi Meir, the Tanakhama of our Mishnah is identified as Rabbi Meir, we pass like Rabbi Yehuda against Rabbi Meir. And the Rif rejects this Shita that's attributed to Reb Tzemach Gon, and he holds that the Halach is like the Tanakhama. Because whether we pass like Rabbi Yehuda against Rabbi Meir, that's when Rabbi Meir's name is explicit in the Mishnah. But here it's a Stam Mishnah, and Rabbi made it into a Stam Mishnah without quoting Rabbi Meir, to tell us that the halacha is like a Stam Mishnah against Rabbi Yehuda. So the Chazon Ish says clearly that it's clear that the Rif and the Rosh accept the Taz, because again, according to the Magen Avraham, this whole discussion is completely superfluous. He could have said that the Bahag is Lishitoso. He's Machmir and Nolan and Shabbos. He holds like Rabbi Yehuda, but Lididan, we paskin la halacha kareb Shimon with regard to Nolan and Shabbos. And therefore, the halacha would certainly be like the Tanakhama. He must hold like the Taz, that even the Tanakhama agrees that Nolan is Asur, but the Tanakhama holds this is not Nolad. And therefore, he needs the entire discussion here to prove that the Mishnah is a Stam Mishnah, and that's why we can paskin Lekula like the Tanakhama, meaning that it's not Muktzah, it's not Nolad. The Meiri, on the other hand, brings the Rif, and he says that I don't know why the Rif needs this whole Arichus, this whole Torah, just typically Halachic Reb Shimon. So in other words, we have a Machlokas Rishonim. What is the Shoresh, what's the root of the Machlokas here in our Mishnah between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Yehuda? Are they arguing whether Shivrei Kelim, that can only be used in some new function, new capacity, it's not Me'ein, Malachton, Rishona, whether it's Nolad? Or do they all agree in our Mishnah, even Tanakhama, that it is Nolad? But do we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda that Nolad is awesome? Or do we accept Rabbi Shimon who doesn't accept Isa Nolad? So let's now analyze the Shita of the Rambam in the Shulchan Aruch. If you take a look in the Beis Meir, he proves that according to the Rambam, like Tosus and like the Magen Avraham, that the issue here is how do we paskin in Nolad? Do we accept Rabbi Yehuda in Nolad? Do we accept Rabbi Shimon in Nolad? Because if you take a look at the Rambam Perek Chafei Aloch Yud Beis, Mehilchas Shabbos, the Rambam paskins like the Tanakama, and yet in Hilchas Yontif, Perek Beis, Aloch Yud Beis, the Rambam paskins Bistam, unqualified, the Kelim Shenishbu B'yontif Ein Masikim Behem, you can't use them as firewood, Mipnei Shem Nolad. Notice the Rambam assumes, without a shadow of a doubt, that Shivrei Kelim come under the principle of Nolad. But we paskin in Shabbos, in Hilchot Shabbos, like the Shita of Rab Shimon, that Nolad is Mutta, Lesle Mukta Lesle Nolad. But on the other hand, on Yontif, we're going to paskin L'chumra, like Rabbi Yehuda, that Nolad is also. So this all reflects the Magen Avraham, that Shivrei Kelim are considered Nolad, even according to the Tanakama. The question is whether Nolad is Mutar or Aser. In Shabbos we pass like Reb Shimon, but in Yontif we pass like Reb Yehuda. If you accept the Taz, on the other hand, then we don't understand this Rambam, because Shivrei Kelim are not Nolad. What's the difference between Shabbos and Yontif? So this is the brilliant research of Rabbi Meir, the Beis Meir, who compares meticulously the language of the Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos and Perek Chafei with the Rambam's language in Hilchos Yontif Perek Beis. And this distinction itself proves that Rambam Shita is like the Magen Avraham. Then the Beis Meir quotes the Lashon of the Beis Yosef in Siman Shinches, that Kelim Shadayin Omdin Lezim Alocha Kaimelon Ketanakam, we pass like Ketanakam, it's not Nolad. And it's clear from the language of the Beis Yosef that Machlokas here is whether or not this is Nolad. And that's the Taz. So the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch have two different approaches, which is the Machlokas between Magen Avraham and the Taz. According to the Shulchan Aruch, he omits Kol HaKelim Anitolim L'shitas, because he holds like the Taz. The Torah also omits this because he holds like the Rush, who holds like the Taz. Which means that in the Mishnah it's clear that all Kelim Anitolim is Asila Fuke Mukta Machmas Chisorin Kis. Because in the case of Mukta Machmas Chisorin Kis, the Shvarim are Asu Mishum Migudis Katsoi. And we said that in Mukta Mamish there is a Migudis Katsoi and there's no Yoshev Umetzape. And this really depends on whether Tanakam of Mishnah holds a Krav Yehuda or he holds a Krav Shimon. So again, according to our explanation, according to our approach, according to the Rambam, the Tanakam of Mishnah argues against Rabbi Yehuda, he rejects Rabbi Yehuda because he's Matir Nolad. And if we identify the Rambam as we did with the Magen Avraham, based on the Rambam's Chumrah in Yontif, it means that Kuliyamalo plea that we're dealing with Nolad here. And if that be the case, then if the Rambam is going to be Mekil on Shabbos, then he's not accepting Nolad as Mukta, and therefore he doesn't have a din of Migudis Katsoi. According to Beis Yosef, on the other hand, and the Torah, which is going like the Taz, which they go like the Taz, that the Tanakhama agrees to Mukta, but he just holds that Shivrei Kelim is not Mukta, it's not Nolad. If there would be Migudis Katsoi, for example, in the case of Mukta Machmas Chisorin Kis, it would be Asur. Because in that case, there's a full-fledged Shem Mukta, and then we apply the principle of Migudis Katsoi. So according to the Beis Yosef, since he holds at the time of a Mishnah, reflects the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, so the problem of Migudis Katsoi is a serious problem, and therefore he emphasizes that Kelim Anitolim Lafuki Kelim Amuktim, like for example, Chisorin Kis, and that goes according to Tanakama, who agrees with Rabbi Yehuda, but Lididan, we accept the Shita of Rabbi Shimon, who doesn't hold by Migudis Katsoi, then even in the case of Kelim Amuktim Machmas Mius, for example, there is no migudis katsoi, so then if it was broken, it would certainly be mutter. That's according to Beis Yosef. But if we accept the Rambam, that the Tanakama is cholik on Rabbi Yehuda, he holds like Rabbi Shimon, and nevertheless, kelim ani tolim, that was the language of the Rambam, like the Mishnah. Shmami, no, we derive from this that in this case of kelim ani tolim, Rabbi Shimon is moda. I'm sorry, in the case of kelim she'enam ani tolim, like muktzah machmas chisaron kis, Rabbi Shimon be moda. And the reason for that is we don't assume Yoshev Mitzap in the case of a healthy kli that it's going to break. So if we're raising the question, does the Mishnah reflect the Shita of the Magen Avraham, that Lahalacha, Muktzah Machmas Chisaron Kis, lends itself, it's subject to the principle of Migudis Katsoi, he's not Yoshev Mitzap, because it's a healthy kli, it's not omed lishaver. It really depends upon whether the Tana of Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda, or the Tana of Mishnah would hold that even according to Rabbi Shimon, which is machlok between the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch. The Rambam l'shitaso holds like the Magen Avraham that the machlokus is whether we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda or not. Now, there's the old issue of nolat. And therefore, e af shecholik v'dini mukta hatzarech hanitolim yishmamino di af halocha v'mukta machmas chisar and kis, we have a problem because he's not Yoshev Mitzapa. So again, if we accept the Magen Avraham, which means that it's the old machlokus between Reb Shimon and Reb Yehuda, and therefore we can accept the Shita of Rabbi Shimon, and it's not Mukta. So that's all based on the fact that there was a Hachana, there was a Shem Kli going into Shabbos, it broke on Shabbos, and we don't assume it's Nolad. That's the Kula of Atanakam, which we accept. But in a case of Mukta Mamish, like Chisar and Kis, we have a problem, since he's not Yoshev Mitzap, he doesn't anticipate that it's going to break if it's a healthy Kli. Therefore, there was never a chana for the shvarim. The Beis Yosef, on the other hand, who accepts the Taz, that the Tanakama agrees to the laws of Muktzah of Rabbi Yehuda, but he holds that shvarim is not Muktzah, it's not Nolad, is we paskin like Rabbi Shimon, and therefore we could say that even in a healthy kli, he's Yoshev Mitzapa, he expects that it might break. Again, it's somewhere deep down in the recesses of his consciousness. Therefore, there's no Migudis Katsoi. And therefore, the Beis Yosef in Shulchan Aruch is going to omit the words Kelim Ani Tolim. Because even if it's a Mukta situation, nevertheless, if it breaks, and we're saying now that we paskin like Rabbi Shimon, and it's going to be Yoshev Mitzapa, so there's no Migudis Katsoi. So Rabbi Kivega, we asked on Rabbi Kivega before, what does the Mishnah mean, Kol HaKelim Ani Tolim? It would seem like we could prove from the language of the Mishnah, like the Prima Gadim and the Magen Avraham, how could the Shulchan Aruch omit these words against the Mishnah? But the answer is that the Shulchan Aruch is not arguing against the Mishnah. The Shulchan Aruch is holding that the Tana of HaMishnah holds like Rabbi Yehuda in Muktzah, but we accept the Shita of Reb Shimon, and Mimela we're not going to say Migudis Katsoi. And therefore, Rabbi Kivega would hold that even on Yontif, the Shvarim are Mutter. Now, let's think for a moment. We spoke about this machlok shin Rabbi Kivega Magen Avraham in the case of Muktzah Machmas Chisar and Kis that breaks on Shabbos. What if it doesn't break on Shabbos, but the Moel decides to use a different knife, so that this Sakin Shalmila is no longer a Malachto Leheter? So now do we say that the fact that the Moel decides, let's say he's not going to use this knife for Mila, let's say he'll use it for some other function, now the Saken could become a Klisha Malachtel Heter. And Rabbi Kivegas says that, and he points this out in many cases, that you can change your mind. We don't say Migu Deskatsoi. There was no Dechia V'Yadayim, because again, he anticipated going into Shabbos that he would use this Saken for Mila. And since there's no Mukta, there's no Dechia V'Yadayim in this case, if he decides that it now becomes a Klisha Malachtel Heter, he could do so and change his mind in the middle of Shabbos. And Rabbi Kivega quotes the Gemara in Beitza on Daf Chav Chesam in Beis, Om Rabbi Yudam Shmuel, Shepud, Shetzolu Bo Bosa B'yantif, Osel Etaltalo. Rashi says, Lefisha Nimas, it becomes Mos, once he uses the spit on the first occasion for Tzliyas HaBosa. And the Gemara quotes that Ravina holds, it's Mutal Etaltalo, Midid Havi HaKotz B'Shus HaRabim, the Kevin Sheesh Bar Nezik L'Rabim, Yitiru Tiltulo. The Rashba says, this is a raya that we paskin on Yontif like Rabbi Yehuda, like the Rif and the Rambam, because Ravina paskins like Rabbi Shimon in Muktza Machmas Mius, and here he's moded that the Shibud is also because of Muktza Machmas Mius. You see from this that there's a chiluk between Shabbos and Yontif. And the Ran says, V'li nira she'en lo chiyach, the din zed da Shibud Nochon Afli Rabbi Shimon. Even Rabbi Shimon would agree in the case of Shipud that it's an Issa Tiltu because of Mos. And there's no machlokus in this case, because here it's a Mos Mius Godel Biyoser. And Rabbi Shimon is Moder in the case of Mos Biyoser. If it's Mos Ktsas, and that would be the case, then even Rabbi Yehuda would be moder that it's muta. The machlokas is only in Ner Yoshan. This was a candle that was used in the past. It's hukta ben hashmosh, is because of mius, according to Rabbi Yehuda. And that's because Rabbi Yehuda islay mukta. Even though he wants to use it in the middle of Shabbos, and he doesn't care about the fact that it's mos. And you would have said, l'chora, logically, it's ki'ilu istalka haktsasoso, you know, this haktsa, this dechia is now removed, but nevertheless it's also because in Bein HaShmashos, it was hukta, and that's the Shita Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon on the other hand holds that now it's chazilei, and we don't apply the principle of migu. So Rabbi Kivega understands in this Ran, that the Kavanas HaRan is to tell me that the machlok shin Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda in Muktzah Machmas Mius is, do we apply the law of Migu Diskatsoi to Muktzah Machmas Mius? Without Migu, there wouldn't be any problem even according to Rabbi Yehuda, because he wants to use the kli. He's not gerus the fact that it doesn't bother him that it's Mos, and he wants in the middle of Shabbos to use it. It's Nimlach. And the only reason it doesn't work, Nimlach, it's not effective, when he decides that he doesn't care and he wants to use it, is because Rabbi Yehuda l'shitasu holds migu diskatsoi. Rabbi Shimon on the other hand is mata because he doesn't accept migu diskatsoi. So therefore, Rabbi Kivega learns from the Ran that shipud zeh, it's nimas b'emtza yontif, because he used it litzlos b'abosar on yontif. It cannot be that this shipud has the same identical status as a ner, with the same level of mius. Because if it's on the same darg of mius, then even Rabbi Yehuda would say that there's no problem with the shipud, because nimlach should work. And this shipud was not mukts in Bein HaShmashos, because it was designated to be used in Tzliyaf on Yontif. And we have a principle of Ein Muktzah L'Chatzi Shabbos. It must be that this shipud, if it's also, then it must be Mos Tfei. It's like a stone. And the fact that he decides that he wants to use it a second time on Yontif is Butler Daito Bazeh. And even Reb Shimon would agree to that. It becomes Muktzah Machmas Gufo. This is the proof of Rebbe Kivega that Hamlocha, if you change your mind in the middle of Shabbos, that's meaningful to be Matir. And that's why Rabbi Shimon is Matir Muktzah Machmas Mius, because he decides that he wants to use it. And the same thing should apply in Sakin Shel Mila, that if he decides he's not designating it for Mila, but he wants to use it for some Tashmish of Heter, then that decision to rechannel and redesignate the Sakin, that's enough to be Matir the Mukta. And originally, the Rebbe Kivega wanted to say that Muktzah Machmas Mius, even though we paskin like Reb Shimon in the case of Ner, like Ner Cheres, that you're allowed to be metaltan on Shabbos, that's only Litzar Gufo. Why? Because it's considered Nimlach, but not Litzar Makomo, because that's not considered Nimlach. And he wanted to be medayik that from the Rambam Perkof Hei Aloch Yud Aleph. The Rambam says Kli Hamuktzah Machmas Miuso Kigon Ner Yoshan Shel Neft Mutal Taltlan B'Shabbes Im Hutzrach Lahem or Im Atzorach Lahem. So Rav Kivega says that only if it's Litzorach Gufo, then you're allowed to be metaltel, but not Litzorach Makomo. But then Rav Kivega rejects this, and he changes his mind, Nimlach, so to speak, and he says that Shibud is the case of Tiltul Litzorach Makomo, and he's not interested in now using the Shibud a second time. He wants to be metaltel Litzorach Makomo. And therefore, what the Rama means when he adds the words "imhutzrach lahem," that's only lafuki shalol litzar klal. So Rav Kivega now explains that since he can be nimlach and he can be metaltel litzar gufo, and that's mutter, that therefore he's allowed to be metaltel litzar makomo, because tiltel litzar makomo is an extension, as we've discussed on many occasions, of the het litzar gufo. So Rav Kivega comes out that nimlach works on mukta machmas chisar and kiss. And Rav Kivega asks on himself, if that be the case, then every muktzah machmas chisar and kiss, you should be allowed to be metaltel it. Because the very fact that he wants to move it, that's nimlach. And he should be metaltel, he should be mutter not only litzar gufo, but even litzar makoma. And the Chazon Ish gets very ballistic against this Rabbi Kivega. And he holds that there's no such thing as hamlacha, that you could change your mind in the case of muktzah machmas mius. And that which the Gemara says that we don't assume migudis katsoi, that's if there's some change that applies to the matzav, to the situation of the object. And even though the original situation, the original condition was mukta, now we have a different situation, a different status or matzav, a new one. That's considered mukhan. But koch, you know, that change was already inherently from the get-go potentially there. But if there was no change at all in the shinui, but it's just nimlach, and now he wants to change the aktsar, the chayfetz, then even Reb Shimon would agree migus iskatsar. That's the position of the Chazon Ish. But the Ran seems to be clearly like Rabbi Kivega, and the Chazon Ish says that the Ran had a different kavan. He's talking about a shipud, that if it would be mukta in the classical sense, from the classical definition or perspective of mukta, would not be mukta at all, even though it's most, it's not mukta. But not because of the fact that he could be nimlach, but simply because we don't accept mukta machmas mius, we hold like Reb Shimon. Now, as the sugya brings the din of a michseh, of a covering, a utensil covering, a cover lid that was broken, and you're allowed to be metaltel on Shabbos because it's omed l'shimush kol shehu. But if he throws it into the ashpa, he throws it into the rubbish, because again, we're talking about something that's nishbar, so it doesn't have a tzuras hakli. If he throws it into the ashpa, then it's also. And the sugya quotes a kash of Rav Papa, maskev le Rav Topachi, iz yizrok beged lepach avi mukta. And Rabbi Papa equates the case of a beged with the case of Shivrei Kelim, that michza that broke. And therefore, Rabbi Papa says, "Hello, Rabbi Papa, yizarka mivod yom liashpas surah." So Rabbi Papa differentiates between zarka on Erev Shabbos and zarka on Shabbos. The Tos explains that this is not difficult from glima, from the case of a beged, because the Gemara explains that Shivrei Kelim, which is Roy L'Shimush Kolshu, if he threw it out before Shabbos becomes Muktzah, if he threw it out into the rubbish on Shabbos, it doesn't become Muktzah. But in the case of Beged, even if he throws it out on Shabbos itself, on Erev Shabbos, it's not Muktzah. Rabbi Yecheskel Abramsky in his Chazon Yecheskel and Tosefta, also in his Chidushim on Shabbos, says that we should be mechalik between two categories of Muktzah. There's Muktzah b'mitzius gamur. In other words, it's not royal atashmish, like for example, avonim and etzim, but there's Muktzah that depends upon das b'nei adam, like for example, shivrei kelim, which is in a situation which is borderline. And according to Das B'nei Adam, we have to decide whether it's Muktzah or it's not Muktzah. Then we have a case of a Kli Gomur, that even if a person is Maktzah it, Midaito, that doesn't change anything. It's not Muktzah because it's a Kli. In our Sugya, Muktzah Gomur is Chal even on Shabbos itself. Yeah, but Muktzah, which depends upon Das B'nei Adam, is then Haktzah Midas, is not Chal on Shabbos. It's only Chal on Erev Shabbos. And the explanation is that since the Chazon Ish of course holds that there's no significance to the Das Ben Adam b'Shabbos, and he argues with Rabbi Kibbeger L'chumra, and he holds that Hamlocha in the case of Muktzah Machmas Mius in the middle of Shabbos is not meaningful, but on the other hand, if it's Daito Shal Adam, and we'd assume that doesn't work, that has no effectiveness in the middle of Shabbos. It's not going to be a haktzah shal adam b'Shabbos. It's therefore a shever shal kli, which is royal l'tashmish kolshu. If he throws it out on Erev Shabbos, it's muktzah. But if he throws it out on Shabbos, it's not muktzah. In the case of a kli gomer, even if he throws it out on Erev Shabbos, it's not muktzah. And on the other hand, a shever, which is not royal l'klum, is muktzah. And the Chazon Ish brings a proof of this from the Gemara Daf Mem Zayin, with regard to Kare Begadim, is Beged Sheyesh Lo Gimel O Al Gimel Tfachim, is a Beged for Ashirim, if it has that size. But if it has less than that size, it's smaller, it's not even Gimel Al Gimel Atzbos, it's not a Beged even for Aniyim. And in these measurements, we can have right down the middle a case which is a beged laniyim but not lashirim. And as far as muktzah is concerned, if there's an ashir and a beged of yosef migimel etzbos, is pachos migimel tfachim. If it's less than gimel tfachim, it's muktzah even for aniyim. But as far as tumah is concerned, it's makabel tumah, even though as far as the usher is concerned, you might argue that it's a kli. The Chazon Ish says that if it's absolutely objectively a beged, and that's because the ani would wear it, as far as muks, on the other hand, it depends on das b'nei adam. And therefore everything depends upon his das on b'nei shmashas. If it's in the hands and the possession of an usher, and he would not use it, it becomes muktzah. And Tos says that as far as tumah is concerned, tumah's medrash, it's like Shabbos has the same din in Shabbos because we need yichud liyeshiva l'shchiva v'dover zeh toli b'yichud on bein hashmash l'fi das b'nei adam. And in our times, contemporary halacha, we have a lot of issues with regard to, shall we say, borderline kelim, like for example, disposable kelim, that generally you use it only once, but sometimes on occasion you want to reuse them. It's certainly not like Eitzim V'Avonim. Maybe it has a full status of a Kli, and you have to know about Tefilas Kelim in such a case, but Shema, perhaps these are these borderline Kelim, but depend upon Das B'nei Adam. So if going into Shabbos on Bein Hashmashas, he decides that he might want to reuse it, then it's not Muktzah. But if, on the other hand, he has no such Das, and he only wants to use it once, then it's muktzah. And one could say that now it depends upon objective. Objective, normally would not reuse it. That's why it's not shame kli as far as Kabbalah's tumah is concerned. Therefore, butler daito. In any event, the Chazon Ish understands the Ran to mean that in the case of muktzah machmas mius, we have machlokas Reb Yudim Reb Shimon, that's called haktzah midas, on a certain level, and Rabbi Yehuda asks if Rabbi Shimon doesn't. So the Chazon Ish says that in the shear of Haktzah Midas, even Rabbi Yehuda would agree that that's only if he's Maktzah Midas so b'knisa Shabbos, but it does become Muktzah Machmas Midas in the middle of Shabbos, unless we were talking about a Muktzah Gomer like Avonin, which is not totally Midas. But the language of the Ran would seem rather to reflect the sheet of Rabbi Kivege. So this is where we have a discussion here about the Ran. And if you take a look at the Ran in the sugya of Golmei Kalim, the Gemara says that according to Rava, there's Tuma. It's Makabal Tuma in this case of Golmei Kalim. They have the raw potential to become Kalim. And it has the same din on Shabbos. So let's say, for example, Machat Shenishbar Okta, meaning the point, the sharp point at the end of the needle broke. Oh, Nukva, or it becomes, let's say it's partially broken. It's just like Legabi Tuma, it's Tahora, so to Legabi Shabbos it becomes Mukta. And the Gemara asks from the Brisa that Machat Bein Nekuva Bein She'ena Nekuva Mutal Etaltala. And the Gemara answers that Gol Mei Kalim Askina De Zimnin De Nimlach Aleim, that he might decide to use them in their present state, and therefore, as far as Shabbos is concerned, he might use it Litol Bas HaKotz, and therefore it's Mutal Etaltala Gabi Tum, it's not Makabal Tum. Tosus understands that the difference between Shabbos and Tumah in the case of Golmei Kalim that were never designated for use, that as far as Tumah is concerned, it's not Makabal Tumah L'Gabi Shabbos, he might decide to use it as a Kli, and therefore it's Mutah B'Tiltul. That's the Shita Tosfos in the Sugya of Golmei Kalim. But the Ran argues with Tosfos. He says Rava accepts the equation, complete equation between Shabbos and Tumah, and the Ran says that as long as he wasn't Miyachidit, then even on Shabbos it's not a Kli. And after he designates it for use, then even as far as Tumah becomes a Kli. And therefore, according to the Ran, when it's Mutal Etaltala B'Shabbos, that's Letzorach Gufo Bilvad, but not Letzorach Makomo, that's because Golmei Kalim is also Letaltala Letzorach Makomo, because it's not really a Kli. It's just that he thought that he might want to use it Letzorach Gufo. That makes it a Kli, but it's Mutal Letaltala Letzorach Gufo. And that's on Shabbos itself. So we see clearly that Nimlach is effective on Shabbos, like Rabbi Kivager said in the Ran. And even though until it's Nimlach, it's also Letaltala, even Letzorach Makomo, but now that it becomes Mutal Letzorach Gufo, it's also Mutal Letzorach Makomo, like Rabbi Kivager in his Maskana. And that's what we have for today's discussion. So we discussed a number of different issues today regarding Shivrei Kalim with the Magen Avraham and the Taz, with regard to the Prima Garden, with regard to Rebbe Kivege and the Chazon Ish, and that's where we're going to stop for today.